Yo fam, this one's gonna be a deep one today. It might even give you the heebie-jeebies because I'm gonna mention words like God and Jesus and spirituality in the sunlight of the spirit. Doesn't that sound airy, maybe even fruity? For some of you, terrifying. Me too. I've come a long way when it comes to spirituality, my relationship with God, belief in a higher power, this idea that everything is connected. And there's been a couple things. One, I have always had this desire to learn about the Bible and the Christianity as a whole. I am not a Christian. I have no desire to be a Christian. I have no desire to be religious. But this book that so many people in the Western world read, how controversial it is at the moment with organized religion, and how people are leaving their organized religions in record numbers, but yet on the whole, people are more spiritual than they've ever been. This idea of access to information and these through lines between the world's greatest religions and spiritual paths. And those are the kind of things that I'm interested in. I'll tell you, when I first got sober 19 years ago, I wasn't sure if I believed in God. I didn't want to have anything to do with that. If you told me I had to believe in God to get sober, I would have run for the hills. But what was interesting about the rooms of, I actually went through Narcotics Anonymous, two reasons. Number one, I identify with drugs more than alcohol. But number two, the big book was written in a way that still had an air of religion. It was written in the 30s, and they still use a lot of prayer and religious leaning things. And I also couldn't read very well, so I was intimidated by it. But all of that kind of pushed me and gravitated more towards Narcotics Anonymous. And the thing that I really enjoyed about that, the way that they talked about God and higher power, is it was broad and open enough to let me in. And what I mean by that is this is what I think 12-step fellowships do really well, is that they open the door wide enough that everybody can sit in the same room and get help. In other words, I've talked a little bit about this before, but how significant it is to me that a, you know, born again Christian, a black Muslim, a Middle Eastern person, a Buddhist, a tree hugger, right? Someone that follows nature, and a agnostic, and a atheist. We can all sit in a room and find the message of the God of our understanding and get closer to who we are and who we're meant to be. And so the reason I've been going down this path is a couple of months ago, a pastor reached out. They're starting a church here, and they're like, oh, we'd love to connect with you and see what you think. And he didn't know this, but he tapped into, oh, we'd love for you to know about addiction and mental health and the things that are happening in the industry. And so I'm like, you know, can you come talk to us? I'm like, absolutely. But really, I have this desire to learn about that book and about Jesus and who the guy was, and not this religious thing that I feel so have always had such a visceral reaction against. And it's pretty deep. And I've been meeting with a couple of these guys just for coffee and having good deep conversations. And what's interesting about them is helping me understand more about the difference between this this organized religion or this set of rules that many people prescribe to and feel that if basically saying, hey, I don't really know what to do. I don't really know, you know, what's real, not real, etc. Just give me the rule book. Give me the things that I can and can't do to let me in, you know, the gates of heaven, shall we say, or let me in the club or let me in the group. And for many people, I feel like maybe that's what I felt growing up and even into my adulthood is, you know, many people, my interpretation of their interpretation of that book or of that religion is check the boxes, know the difference between right and wrong in their eyes, and you'll be saved, right? And so I even think back to, growing up, my parents were really open with us, which I really appreciate. And their kind of opinion was, you know, it's up to us to kind of find our path, you know, spiritually. They said, there is a God, but you need to find your own path. And so I remember growing up in Texas in the Bible Belt and those organizations like FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and there was a heavy Catholic, or not Catholic, well, there was a lot of Catholics, but Baptist, you know, Church of Christ populations. And I always remember just feeling outed or judged or out of the group or not good enough. And it's not their fault. I already felt that way, but I in a lot of ways blamed those groups for that. And, you know, I've always had this sense of God, higher power, you know, the source, the spirit of the universe being so much bigger than one organization in one lane. In other words, it's preposterous for me to think that this spirit, this God that people talk about is so big and so loving and so caring that they would only put one path on the planet for people to find him, her, or it. And it just so happens to be the dominant path in America and Europe. And everybody, you know, and then what's even more confusing is within that organization, and this happens in all religions, not just Christianity, but within that organization, you know, there's 40,000 denominations within the Christian organization, and a lot of them talk smack to each other about who's right, who's interpreting what. And what's been fascinating about this journey that I'm on is there's an opening that I'm deepening my knowledge and understanding of the God of my understanding. One, I was listening to a podcast. Hopefully, I can find it before I get off this thing. But Rob Bell was interviewed on a podcast, and it was this guy that says that he was this big pastor, and then he kind of left the church, and he's very knowledgeable and educated, and now he helps people that are kind of on the fringes that have left the church, that have left Christianity. Yeah, the Phil Drysdale Show, Drysdale Show, and it's episode 72 with Rob Bell. It's really good, and what I like about the way this guy's perspective, Phil Drysdale, is like he's got so much knowledge of like the Tao book and religion, you know, all kind of other yoga and Buddhism and Hinduism and all these other things along with Christianity. And so I really enjoyed that perspective. But actually what has gotten me on this thought process is listen to Rob Bell. It's very, very good. I bought his new book. It's called Everything Spiritual. And I've just been voraciously consuming it as an audiobook. And, you know, I think that is so in line with, it makes so much sense to me. One of the things was he was talking about subatomic particles and astrophysics and how particles can be here and move and disappear and not travel any distance and just it's mind-blowing how complex the world is and the universe, and how little we know, and how we are made of the exact same thing that the universe is made of. What is his name? Wayne Dyer talks about this, is that we're all, if everybody has a part of God in them, are we not God as well? Not are we a God, are we all-knowing, etc. But it's almost like you take a bucket of water out of the ocean. Is that bucket the ocean, or is it no longer the ocean? And so that's this idea of these like universal particles and atoms and pieces of the universe, or pieces of God if you believe God created Earth, that we're all so connected, and we really don't know. We don't know the answers. We don't know. There's so much we don't know. And so this idea that everything's spiritual makes a lot of sense for me, because I think that that is what is so attractive to this spiritual path, is I don't care what background you are, or what religion you profess to be a part of, or what your view of God and higher power, or if it's nothing, if it's, you know, if you're an atheist and you don't believe in anything, but what is it, where is it that we can agree on? And let's talk about some deep principles, how we treat each other, the things that we can get together on, right? Where do we agree? Where can we move the conversation forward, as opposed to lines in the sand as to who said what, who's saved and who's not, who knows the real truth? There are a couple things in that book, Rob Bell's book, Everything Spiritual, which I think is great if you're curious. I like it because it's spiritual, but it's not, you know, pounding you over the head with religious stuff. But one of the things he says is, tells a parable of Jesus and all these people go to work, and at the end of the day, everybody gets paid the same, no matter how much work you did. No matter if you did good work or bad work, no matter if you were leading a charge or pushing a shovel, and they all got paid the same. And not that that is a business strategy, because we couldn't operate a business like that, but he said the parable is about joy and grace and love being unfair. And so there's this debate that I've heard about in the you know, Christian faith, and they talk about, well, are you saved regardless, or do you have to do good works to be saved, right? Do you have to jump through hoops to be saved and stay saved, like repent and confess and all this kind of stuff? Or are you saved regardless? Even the people that don't believe and the people that are doing bad things, etc. And so that's an interesting concept, you know, talking about being everyone is saved. Everyone experiences joy and grace and love, whether they know it or not, whether they perform well or not, whether they lie, cheat, and steal or not, whether they profess to this line of thinking or not. And so that's an interesting thing. I've always heard of like life isn't fair, but usually in the context of this negative perspective. But you know, bad things happening to people. But I've never thought about that in terms of when they talk about God loves you, right? Something that even makes me a little bit uncomfortable, but you know, or this concept of like everyone's special. You know, it's easy to say that as I sit in my nice home and with a nice yard and the bills are paid and, you know, I have a job and all that kind of stuff. But even, I think that goes also in line with stoicism. You know, this thing I've been on is amor fati, love everything. Meaning, I can't just love the good stuff, I gotta love the bad stuff as well. In other words, you know, I spill my coffee and my son puts his diaper on the floor and my wife's yelling at me and I trip over the, you know, something in the yard. It's, I can't, if I'm really accepting life as it is and not as I want it to be or wish it would be, I've got to love those moments just as much as I love the moments of triumph and winning and affirmation and doing well. And that really makes a lot of sense to me. It also ties into Byron Katie, Loving What Is. I've been on this like train of Byron Katie, Wayne Dyer, Rob Bell, Stoicism, and these through lines of being able to accept me, life, it, them, they, you know, the world, community, social media, exactly the way it is. Not what I want it to be, not what I wish it would be, not fantasizing about when I get to this point, if I just had more money, if I just had a different job, if I was just younger, if I would have gotten this younger, maybe, you know, if my personality was different, then I would be okay and then I would feel better. And no matter intellectually, I know that that is not true, but yet my actions and my beliefs prove that, because I sit around going, I'm so tired. Oh, this is so hard. Oh, I wish it was different. Oh man, I'm not good at this. That's just Austin's getting on my nerves. That's just a perfect example of not accepting what is and not being able to be in the moment. And so I'll say this last thing and wrap up. It's been a little bit longer than I expected, but I keep telling, one of the things that I love about learning, and I go down these paths often voraciously consuming new concepts or spiritual concepts, or, you know, the through line between all these spiritual practices and beliefs and perspectives, are I think that my job, my purpose in life, is to help people get into the sunlight of the Spirit. And what I mean by that is sunlight of the Spirit, feeling whole, feeling loved, feeling compassion, feeling acceptance, feeling okay in their own skin, and being able to pass that along. The whole premise of this podcast, the high cost of anonymity, that by hiding, we make the shame and guilt so much worth. By hiding, we rob our ability to help others. By hiding our story, we lose the ability to testify, to give a testimony, or to tell that person across the street, hey, I've got experience in this area. If you need help, I know you're struggling. I know it's hard. Holler at your boy. Let me know. It's the same thing, that if I am going to help the way that I have in my mind, I've got to be able to speak the language that people need to hear to move, right? So if someone is Christian leaning, I need to be able to speak the language of Christianity and Jesus. If a person is, you know, Buddhist leaning, or spiritual, not religious leaning, or mental health leaning, or addiction leaning, or atheist leaning, science leaning, I've got to be able to speak in a way to connect with them. And so, and in doing this and going down these different paths, it deepens my knowledge and understanding of what I believe to be the truth for me, what I believe to be spiritual. And I think it's all spiritual. And these are the conversations that I love to have. This is what I like to talk about. I talk about this for fun and for free. And I'm just really grateful that I have an opportunity, that I've got a platform, that I can talk about this stuff. And I'm grateful to you that also find this interesting. I love you. I'm thinking about you. Let me know what you think about this. I know it started off, could be a little controversial. Even some of the vocabulary words I use could be a little bit controversial. But what do you think about this? Is there someone that, as you are listening to this podcast, that you were thinking of, that should hear this talk, should hear this podcast, should hear this message? Were you having a conversation with someone about this exact same topic and you pulled something out that you thought was beneficial? If you do, if you think about them, screenshot it and share it with them. Post it on Facebook, Instagram, share it via text message, call them up and tell them. Let me know what you think. I love you. Holler.